Well, the only way it would have been acquired from where I sit is from NSA's bulk surveillance of everything going on in this country. That would give them the ability to go through targeting, looking at specific people on the Trump campaign to see what they were doing, as well as looking at now President Trump, then candidate Trump. So I can see that that's probably the only way they could do that. Otherwise, you know, I just think CIA has an opportunity with some of the capabilities that NSA did to do a specific targeting. Again, going at it, they would not do the bulk acquisition of data, but they would do specific targeting, going after individuals with specific computers, IPs, and phone numbers and things like that. They could do that, but they wouldn't be able to. They don't have the resources to do all the bulk acquisition that NSA is doing.
So then this whole little mini drama that rolled out last week where House Intel Chair Devin Nunes Ubers to the White House is shown documents of intercepts that are described as incidental on the part of picking up the U.S. person. And I'll ask you to explain that in a second. But, you know, then he doesn't tell any other members of his committee, even Republicans. He holds one news conference, goes and briefs Trump on information that he got from the White House, which is a head-scratcher, and then he goes public with a little more of that. And I see this as a giant diversion, attempting to divert the attention to leaks as opposed to an investigation of the bigger picture of these allegations of Russian interference in our election.
Well, also, it's basically actually we needed to look at both for evidence of both whether or not the Russians did in fact try to influence the election. If so, how and what's the evidence of it? So far, we've gotten nothing on that. But when it comes to President Trump and his people in his campaign being wiretapped, I mean, we have at least some evidence of that with the conversations of the president with other presidents like Australia president and the president of Mexico. Right. Also, we have the conversation with General Flynn and